We're started.
You were going to start the meeting, guys.
I'm just sitting in.
If he turns this in, yeah.
So we can find you. Come yeah.
Come all right. All right.
That hurt.
Once everyone's settled, we are starting this meeting of the Bisbee Arts Commission on Monday, February 4th. It is currently 5:43 p.m. Let's go ahead and do a roll call.
Karen Schumacher.
Present.
Sharon Stetter.
Present.
Laura Morgan.
Present.
Kate Drew Wilkinson.
Present.
Bill Higgins.
Present.
Nyla Williams. Present.
So first things first, I'm going to tell you that you don't have to speak at call to the public. You can speak on your item, okay? But we're going to go ahead and approve the minutes because of this new situation, too. We're going to try, let's make sure that nobody talks over anybody else. We're going to try to be a little clear because it's a new situation in that way. I know it's hard. I do it, too. So item one, approval of the minutes of January 14, 2019. If you guys want to go there, that's the second one. You know, look over that. That was when we approved
all the
grants, mm-hmm. and then a few other things. So just give it a look if anybody wants to change anything. Now is the time. Turn my phone off.
I motion to approve the minutes from the meeting of January 14th.
A second. Is.
All ayes?
Aye.
Any nays? Good. We'll go ahead and approve those minutes. And then we have another grant application today. It says item two. And sorry, we always ask people to come in case, you know, we want more information or anything else. So, and I will say you would feel free, of course, to leave after this if you don't want to stay for the whole meeting. You know, this is just, that's why I go ahead and put it so early in the meeting. So, discussion and possible approval on the grant application received from Nolan, how do I pronounce your last name?
Guget.
Mm-hmm. Keep it, Bisbee. And if you look in the back of your agenda packet, I think his application is all there.
Yep.
It's double-sided, too.
Hmm?
It's double-sided.
Oh, excellent. So I'm going to give them a few minutes to look it over again, okay? And of course, two, if you, would you like to give a brief explanation of what it was that you were applying for?
Sure. Do you want an explanation of what I'm applying for or my project?
Your project.
Yeah, project. So my project is entitled Keep It Bisbee, and it is going to be on telephone poles. And I have several slogans that I'm interested in putting on there. Number one is Keep It Bisbee. Some of my other favorite ones, Save Mount Bismanjaro.
Save what?
Mount Bismanjaro.
Okay.
You don't even know what that is.
I just made it up. So this is to be the actually how it's implemented, this isn't the actual things, but I wanted to express the range of colors that I'd like to use. So I just used the same photo of Mr. Ham the monkey here. just to show that I want to use some different colors.
Mm-hmm. Where is the other disc?
So I'll be putting them on telephone poles around town.
The only thing I'm going to say, I mean, the first thing I think, we actually funded someone last year that put up things on telephone poles. It's just funny, because it's not something that comes across very often. Is there any other application of putting them up that you could think of? I mean, because it's a little redundant in that case for what we funded last year, like I said.
Another something else that I was thinking about doing was having a road sign, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, they're pretty expensive though, but I was thinking about doing a road sign, and then it says Keep It Bisbee.
Mm-hmm.
So something like that, maybe.
That's nice.
Well, in this case, no. What I would say, because this is redundant, would you be open to meeting with me and discussing maybe a different application and then reapplying under a different way of doing this idea? I think it's always good, I mean, unless somebody else is better. I think it's always good to be positive. I just would like, in a different reincarnation, since we did something that was telephone poles before.
Yeah, well, I was actually inspired by him. Yeah, I forgot what his name is.
Kimbo.
Yeah. I was inspired by him, and it's kind of a piggyback thing, but it's definitely my take on that form of expression, I think. I'd be willing to.
I love the fact that you want to do something like this, and I just think that we need to brainstorm a little bit about a different way of doing it, if that would be okay.
I mean, when we talk about public art, it's interesting because this is strictly public art.
Yep.
So I think that the difficulty is finding a platform, mm-hmm. right?
I love the sign idea, though.
You
know those arrow signs?
Mm-hmm. You actually want to make a sign.
Yeah. For many years, Santa Fe had one of those signs, and they changed haikus every week. I thought that was... Of course, you know, you have to make sure it's in a place where somebody's not going to run away with your haiku. But, I don't know. I think in the best case, because of the redundancy, unless somebody has a different idea, if we could sit down and discuss it, then we could rework it a little bit. And you'd be open to that? Because the fact that you want to do something is great. I just want to see it a little bit more... A little different than what Kimbo did in that sense.
I agree with Karen. I think that this proposal looks a little bit more targeted towards like something like tourism, and that's not I can get from what you're telling me that that's not really your point of view, and you want to be more artistic and have it more art oriented. So I think developing that.
I like the idea of the sign.
Yeah.
But let's sit down and then we can let you reapply. You know, we don't have to wait a whole year or something. We can figure out a different way. But just seeing your vision in a slightly different way, just because I don't want too many telephone projects, if that's okay. Is that fine?
Cool. Because actually, I think Kimbo is still doing
He's still doing it.
He's still got 6 more months of this. Uh-huh.
And there's going to be a time at some point where some member of the public is going to complain that the Arts Commission has covered all the telephone poles, you know? Because we have to take that into consideration as a city commission, too, you know? Just not the general annoyance. But I love the fact that you want to do something. I love the colors and everything. So what I would recommend in the next few weeks is that you and I and whoever other commission members, not a quorum, meet up, and then we can figure out a way to rework your application so it works for us a little bit better.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Is that cool? Uh-huh. All right.
Yeah. And how long have you been busy, Nolan?
Several years now.
I just haven't run into you yet.
Uh-huh. See you at Coco.
I'd like to meet somebody new.
Yeah.
Cool. Good. Very nice.
Right. Do you want to table, make a motion to table
this
item until it can be revised?
I move to table this grant application until revisions are done. Do I have a second?
I'll second that motion.
All right. All ayes?
Aye.
Any nays? All right. Thank you very much for coming. Cool. And I'm so sorry we made you wait.
Oh, it's cool.
It's just, I have to say that the city of Bisbee has worked their asses off today to get us here, so. Yeah. Have a good night.
Okay, great. Alright, thanks. Bye.
How did you get it? You got a car?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alright, bye-bye.
Thank you.
I think that was...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Beautifully done, thank you.
Alright, let's get on to our own chaos here. I mean, he's welcome to stay too, but usually, you know, of course.
I want to go.
Item 3, discussion and possible action to select the date for the 2019 art auction and the location that it will be held. I'll just say a couple of things. Normally, we've been doing them in May, but we lost a few commission members, and the idea of doing it in May at this late date sounded crazy.
That's right.
You know?
I agree.
So I would like to see who we have come on board in the next month or two, and then go from there and see. Right now, we're at 24?
What do you mean?
I don't know how much money we have in the...
Oh. You know, I didn't bring that with me.
No,
I'm
I think
sorry.
We still have...
You're still good.
Oh, we're good. Like we have over 20.
27 maybe with...
$27,000.
I took all of the money on this next agenda, so I think it's like $22,000 left after we do the grant funding.
Yeah, so we're doing. We're better than they'd been for a few years. We raised a lot of money, you know, over the last couple of years. So I want to wait and see how we all feel, because one of the things that, you know. Finding a way to go forward and what the Art Commission wants to do is really what we need to have a more better sense of purpose, I think, before we do another one, because it takes so much out of us.
Yeah, and it's an all-year process just to get the thing. Hopefully we'll be ready by the fall.
And the fall would be great.
I look forward to it because we do have a lot of fun planning it.
We did. We've had a great time.
Is everyone planning to be around all summer? Yeah.
I might be gone for like a couple weeks or something.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, just have to time it right.
Just
at the time that we need to work. You know, I just hope that we can all like be around and nobody's planning any big trips right now. So.
No, there's a small window. It's okay. You know, it's okay to have a fundraiser up until like the middle of May. This is like what other nonprofit, and then the fall again, because you need the money of the winterers here to really fund it as well. Right. And there's so many fundraiser and things going on in May this year.
People seem to come really swarm back at the beginning of October.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be a wonderful way to kickstart the season from then. You know, because May, everything's tapering out. Everybody arrives and getting
back
October.
And people coming back.
They do, and they're full of fun.
Yeah, it would be nice to have some of those people who are really, you know, part of our community that haven't been able to attend her.
Right, Marilis and Jack and all that.
Kim and Gordon and all those people that go back to Maine and,
Yeah.
I think that would be great, It's just the Central School, we had talked about the beginning of May, but Central School actually... when I said I wasn't sure, they took that date away from us because they need to have a fundraiser. Because there's so many things that are stacked in that month. Mm-hmm. And now that the Royale is also back, there's just even more events. So it's like this... I'd like to be able to pick a date about 6 months before and get the word out to the Royale and the Central School and be like, hey, please don't make another big event on this day.
Mm. Yeah, so within the next month or two, we need to do that. We need to pick a date.
But on the next agenda, what I would like to do is...
Do new people be on board by the next meeting now?
I don't have anybody. I only have one application. He didn't turn his in to me.
I didn't know I was supposed to. I came to the last meeting.
Yeah.
I brought my materials.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you can email it to me or bring it back to us. And then I have somebody else that I can't think of her name. She sent me an email.
Oh, it wasn't Janelle.
No, I don't think
no,
so.
Juanetta Hill?
Well, I mean, Juanetta.
I think it was...
I hope so.
Well, Stu, if you can think of anyone, I mean, that's...
Sandra Smith.
Should we invite Juanetta?
Yes.
We need a full commission, really.
Really need to invite her, because she's like this, you know, she's... busy with, but she wants to do it.
Mm-hmm.
She was trying to decide whether to go on to the Royale or would be with us. I don't think she signed up with the Royale.
Juanetta
Hill.
I don't know.
She's African American.
Of hands
and
animals.
live casting.
She's absolutely delightful.
She's a really easy person to work with.
She's
hardworking.
Very, she's super smart
and efficient and just everything that we want and very creative.
So that all sounds good to you guys?
I'll get onto her again.
So yeah. I moved to table the date and location for the 2019 art auction. That's it.
For our next meeting,
Do I have a motion? I mean, do I have a second?
Yes.
Kate seconds it. All ayes?
Aye.
Any nays? Thank you.
What were you going to say, Jackie?
Oh, I just was curious. What was last year's... event?
We had the
kites and cocktails.
The kites.
Okay.
And it was lovely. We just didn't... We knew we were going to have a smaller event.
Yeah, we didn't make that much money,
but it was a lot of... But it was, you know, it's not all about making the money. It's about getting us out there and known, too.
Mm-hmm.
So last year was more about that.
Everybody who talked to me about it had a great time. So
and we didn't lose any money. So
and it was so insane. It was deliciously insane too. You know, the wind.
Those kites. All right. Before we go too off topic, right?
Yes. All right.
Item 4 is self-explanatory. I think I talked to you guys about this. So and she knew. So it's just taken a month to get it on. We need to pay Bridget for the use of the
since we chose this as our our logo.
And she agreed to $200.
Okay.
And I will get you an invoice.
Okay.
I think we were asking, what were we saying, 250?
We had 250 budgeted for.
But she already got paid for using it for the art auction, so she was very casual about it, and that's great. So, do I have a motion?
I'll make the motion. You want to make it, Malora?
No, you can make the motion.
That we pay Bridget Shanahan $200 for her design of our Bisbee Arts Commission logo for our use.
And I second that. All ayes?
Aye.
Any nays? All right. So that was an easy one, too. And now this is the one that's going to take a little bit more time, perhaps.
Not too much.
Oh. Item 5, discussion regarding the progress of the BAC cigarette machine.
It has a new home already.
And we can talk any part of it that you guys want. I have a few things to say as well.
Yeah. Why don't I make this, why don't I start off and make it easy?
Okay.
I made up a quick proof of concept. It's about the right size as a cigarette box.
A little slightly shorter.
It's based upon, this is actually the colors. So the camera can see it too. I took the logo that you sent me, mm-hmm. Karen, and mm-hmm. I just sampled the colors in the three pieces.
Okay.
So I think it's correct.
The colors look
to
great.
The
I like this font a little bit more than that font.
Yeah. Okay. So agreed.
But that's.
I couldn't find that particular exact font, so I was just kind of riffing.
I understand totally.
Type specs. Okay. Didn't know what they were. This is a quick comp and a quick proof. I think the thing probably that's worthy of just discussion is, for me and for you, is the question of the name of it. Is it the, I made it up, Bizarto Mart. Mm-hmm. So
the machine would be called the Bizarto Mart Machine, as we refer to it. Okay. Okay.
So I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. I mean, there you go. That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like, kind of folded up.
The name is the... Okay, so just a little background for everyone who did not experience my weekend. All right. So the cigarette vending machine was supposedly invented by a man who lives in North Carolina.
You mean the art vending machine.
It's Art-O-Matic is what it's called. Right. And that's why I'm going to say that the O might be a dangerous game to play because... So, there is legally nothing they can do, but as I have learned, they can write me nasty emails until the day I die. Facebook messages. And so I had 4 messages over the weekend from the people, from the person, and his followers who have claimed that they created this originally. This was their idea.
Right.
Which I would like to take a moment to say that's just not true, because I talked about it a lot in the 80s.
And from a quick Google search, there are other people who have done this. And Lori McKinnon and I talked about it a long time because she said, I've seen a million of these from all kinds of people, like art vending machines, poetry vending machines, anything that anybody can stuff into a vending machine. It has been done at some point.
Now cars. They're actually vending cars.
Jesus, isn't that amazing? Yeah.
But what we have to take into consideration is the fact that we will get some hassle every time we post about it from someone. I blocked them all from my life. Well, I blocked most of them. One of them I actually talked to at length. And what she asked is that someone from the Arts Commission would contact the Art-O-Matic people and talk about it.
I'm happy to do that.
Okay. And so from a quick search of Art-O-Matic, you will find the man and his phone number. And
it comes up on Wikipedia, too.
If someone is kind and convincing, and they realize maybe a little bit more that it is a fundraising tool, we are not going into... City of Bisbee
production.
Is not going to start producing these. There's not 20 of them coming. There's going to be one.
In Bisbee.
And to support our artist. Yeah. Because they also said we could join their cause, but then you don't get to choose the artists.
No, we want our artists in our town, and that's what we're doing it for. To have people know who the Bisbee Arts Commission is really putting us out there in a place where people will be reading about it or whatever.
And there's no patent on that.
No. And the first thing they said is that they said, legally we can't do anything.
Because
but they can harass the hell out of me, I've learned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what are they going to do? Get on the airplane?
So I got called all kinds of names that I don't...
Let it repeat, yeah.
No. Actually, there are no curse words. Mostly unethical.
Oh, did you get naughty on the telephone?
They called you unethical. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to talk to them.
No, so
because this machine is actually your upcycled... existing vending machine, and we're just not putting cigarettes in it. It's not like they invented the machine. Right. And the fact that we're vending pieces of art that our community makes for our Arts Commission should make no difference to them.
Well, I knew people had done this before, but I thought there'd all been all kinds of people who had done this before.
There are
YouTube videos about how to do it. So I was like, these people, though, they believe that they have ownership. So the best thing to do, is to contact the main guy and see if we can come to some sort of agreement, or at least be on good terms.
Let's ask. I mean,
but I would take out the O.
Bizarre Mart's great.
Yes, I like Bizarre Mart.
So I just throw in a couple things.
Please point out what you put on the back.
Simply put on the back. You know, again, I'm just kind of riffing and kind of.
And each artist has the opportunity to sign, so that you get the artist's signature
right.
on the box.
I like that.
I love that.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The bottom line is that, you know, you're either a glass half empty or a glass half full kind of personality. And if you're a glass half full, then you're going to say, well, there's room in the world for everybody. And
especially as a fundraising tool. I mean, agreed, that's the thing. If I were making my own money.
If you're a glass half empty, then you kind of say, well, not only did I, you know, I conceived this idea and you're kind of taking away from my market. Artemart, I did a lot of research about this when we sat down one day. This was months ago, and I don't know where we were sitting, but it was you, myself, and a few other people. Nobody in this room was included in that conversation, but I said, hey, what about a cigarette machine? You know, what about a cigarette machine? We vend art.
And then I said, hey, we had that idea back in the 80s when I'd be sitting in the gallery going, I want to be out on the mountain hiking and nobody's coming in.
And I don't want to belabor the point, but just simply to say that this was sort of like a spontaneous, you know, eruption of an idea. And then point is that I went out and researched it and I found Artemart. Mm-hmm. And I found the fact that they have installations all over the country.
Artemart,
whatever. And so they have machines and installations all over the country, but they're just doing a completely different sort of valuation of the artist. First of all, the pulls I think are like $5 or $10. Mm-hmm. The split is completely different with their, you know, mm-hmm. their suppliers of their art. Mm-hmm. And, you know, long story short is, you know, there's no such thing anymore as like an original idea, you know, short of flying a satellite to the other side of Pluto. But I mean, short of that, it's just like it's been done before, so what? I mean, and
ultimately,
I'll leave it at that.
I feel that way. The only thing that I would say, that the internet is an incredible thing, and when some group decides to troll you, they can make your life, it can go from annoying to hellish. And I mean, I wasn't that tortured, but I did feel
attacked a little
bit. Well, and I also grappled with, I was like, it, you know, with the idea that somebody had done this, and like, and I researched it and I looked into it, and I do think that the best way to go forward is just to talk to the guy and tell him, we did not realize that you felt that you had, you know, an overarching control of this idea.
I would suggest that I was sitting here thinking maybe I contact him by letter, but I don't want to do that because I don't want to give them any piece of evidence saying that we knew we were taking their idea, because we're not taking their idea. It's not their
idea. Did not really. I thought it was something that had been done by a lot of people over time.
And it has been done more than by him.
But I think calling is always better. Yeah. So that.
What does he want? Did you interrupt him?
No problem.
What does he want? What did he want from you, from contacting you? Do you want royalties? What did they want?
No, you know, I didn't get that far. When he commented, I posted a picture, and he commented, and I blocked him because I have about no interest in fighting online battles. That's the great thing the city of Bisbee does for you. I mean, just the whole city, not the government. You know, like, as soon as somebody becomes antagonistic, I block them on Facebook now, because I just don't want to fight that. And then I started getting other messages from people who are Artomatic artists. And that is one of the ways they make money. They did not really tell me what they wanted. I said, the girl was very upset, one of the women. And I said, well, I'll contact, and she calmed down. And then she got really enthusiastic about the Artomatic thing. So I was able to, you know,
diffuse it.
But not without, there has to be some backup in the sense that we do talk to someone, you know?
Okay.
So,
Well, I put it.
I want them to be happy. They're artists too. I understand that, you know. Yeah. And I don't want anybody to feel like their income is going to be affected by us, and it won't.
It'll be.
So well, let's.
Are there any? Let me ask you this: Are there any Bisbee artists that are vending? One of these machines?
Even if there were, we don't exclude them by being a part of
this vending machine. We're not asking for
it's well, not, yeah.
Exclusivity. No, because we didn't. Yeah,
and there's no Art-O-Matic machines here in Bisbee, so the competition is literally zero.
Right.
And so explaining those points and that we are a volunteer commission raising money for the artists and for the commission,
right,
in the city, I think would be enough to diffuse it.
Yeah.
And the fact that we're raising money in the Arts Commission to give money to other, to grant other artists' dreams is just a lovely cycle.
Yeah.
How could anybody know?
So I think those are the points. And if that doesn't work, then I suppose we do it.
You forge ahead.
We tried.
We did try to be nice. And we do forge ahead because it's just there's nothing wrong with what we're doing.
This is just a nicety.
Yeah.
No, and I was not rude to any of them.
I can't imagine.
No, I was just like, I was as nice as I could be, but I was like, I was a little
taken
aback. So, otherwise, the cigarette machine has been moved.
It was going to open at the grand opening of the science lab, for which I did a lot of work.
Months.
The trade.
Months.
But then on the day of the opening, it was suggested, and then I did a little homework, and it's just not true, that it would be illegal, is what the word was that she used, for the science lab to sell things and not collect taxes from the sales of items from that machine. Well, the way that I see that machine was, and this is how I explained it, we were basically renting a space in the science lab in lieu of my efforts, which were, if I added it up, well over $2,500 of work that I did for them. So well over a month's rent to let this machine, even empty, it doesn't have anything in it to vend right now. That's sort of the weirdness of the whole conversation. Now, after she told me that it was illegal, and I said, well, I can't imagine that to be true because the Bisbee Arts Commission will do its own tax,
I do need to research and see how. I mean, we can do it.
Right.
I can keep account
right
through QuickBooks.
But we will do our own. They don't have to do it for us. Wherever the machine is, we whatever income we get from that machine that's taxable, we pay our taxes.
Wouldn't
and we're not talking
a lot
of money.
Donation, which is a
well, when you get something for your donation, it's not the same.
Tax.
But like when you buy a raffle ticket, no one taxes you for the raffle ticket. You buy a $10 raffle ticket, and they don't say that'll be $10, and
Well, we'll talk to accounting about that because
talk to Carrie.
Yeah, because it is a little confusing.
That was the first, and albeit that was just smoke and mirrors because the truth is there's nothing in the machine for sale right now, and there won't be for a little while until we finally get the boxes and finally get them to the artists and finally get the machine loaded. So the other end of that conversation, or actually right following that statement, was, and if someone comes in here with $10 for donation, the lab wants it. So that's the real reason. The real reason is they don't want to share
any possibility
of losing it, which is just a karma's a bitch.
Well, the irony of the situation is that the city of Bisbee is the one that signed the lease of the science center, and then they kicked the city of Bisbee out with the commission. I just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I'm annoyed, but we'll move forward.
Me too.
It was annoying until we placed the machine. Although it's really still annoying for my husband because he really wrenched his back, having to move it the second time and in a duress situation wasn't good for him. But we had to move it fast. But we got it into the Royale, and guess what? It's really where it belongs. It looks beautiful in there. Becky Reyes is excited to have it. She's going to protect it with her life. She's very loving about it. So here's the next thing we need to discuss with regards to cigarette art vending machine. We have to quit calling it a cigarette machine.
I know, I did that. That was me.
Art vending machine.
So what you wanted. So
every time I call it a cigarette machine, people go, "What?"
I think it's very funny to read on them.
It is. And then people want to know. But here's the idea that Becky Reyes being very forward thinking. Instead of being like the science lab people, where they were like, we can't afford to lose any money. No, she said, hey, would it be possible if the Royale could have a pole of the machine and maybe even the radio station? That doesn't cost us anything. But what it will do is put money into the coffers of the Royale and money into the coffers of the, KBRP radio. And we have agreed that we will allow organizations to have opportunity in there.
Let me enjoy.
Did anybody talk to, is it Ryan over at the...
PSA
Artwick Games.
There's
did talk to Ryan, yes. And I told him that, yes, we are interested in artists, and he just needs to know kind of when and where and
what. Well, we'll just get in boxes and get him going.
Yeah, I mean, what I would say, and because I reached out to Bisbee High School as well.
Good, yay, okay. There was I apologize for whatever misunderstanding that was there.
Yeah, so I do need, because I need to email her back, and I need dimensions of the box, and I have a picture that you sent me. So I just need to send her some more information on what
it's
is needed.
It's basically a
cigarette box. Yeah. It looks maybe a little bit
smaller. No, it's that small. This is the size.
We need to, before
we... reduced for me.
If anybody has accepted things for the boxes so far, that's fine. But we do, and I will do this. We need to write a contract that explains how much time it's going to take. And I need to work that out with finance about a few things. So before anybody accepts things from people they don't know, how about that? Then we need to have a piece of paper that says exactly what's going to occur so that there's no confusion.
We do. And we also need to probably vet every item that goes into every box. And I hate to say that, but we do.
Yeah.
So the boxes should not be sealed. We should be able to see what someone has put in there just in case something that...
Obscene.
That's the word we're looking
for. Right.
It
has to be because we can't... Yeah. The city of Bisbee will get in trouble.
So we can't... Okay. Yeah, so
do you learn to trust... Do you learn to trust different artists so that when their work comes in, you know it's going to be impeccable?
No nudie beads.
It would fall onto you.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody... We should be checking.
We should pay attention to what is going to go in the boxes. The good news with the Royale having it... You know, MP3s from bands that are coming into town could be inside of a box.
Yes.
So a band that comes could have their music already on an MP3, put it in the box, and it literally can be sold the night of the performance. Boom, boom, boom.
That's a great idea.
So
I have a proposal, too. We are so under budget this year. We have not spent that much money anywhere near what we put on there because we put too much just in case... But I think that on the next agenda, we should vote and maybe have a cocktail opening for the cigarette machine.
Okay.
Wow. Invite all the artists and invite the community to come check it out.
That's a great
event.
And we could supply... Well, you guys you've worked really hard. We should celebrate it.
It'll be empty at the end of the evening. It'll be so much fun.
And we could buy wine and do all of that.
Yes.
But I'll put together
a
small...
That could be a fundraiser.
Yeah, but we're going to keep it...
Right. Right.
Small. But just, it'll be about the cigarette machine and having...
To unveil
the art
machine.
Vending machine.
So people will know where it is.
To unveil the art vending machine.
So that means that it will not be, that would not be probably until April or the end of March.
So I'll talk, do you want me to talk to Becky or do you want to talk to Becky about...
If you'll talk to Becky, that'd be great. And look at some dates at the end of March, beginning of April.
Really what I would like to do is I would like to have a list of rules of what's appropriate and what's not appropriate so that I can give that to the Bisbee High School.
That's great.
I would like a dimensions, so not just this, but just with the numbers, 3 inches.
Well, you got the template.
I got the template, but the template doesn't have any numbers on it.
Could we possibly just give them empty cigarette boxes?
To the high school students?
Yeah, I don't think that would be... I think we'd get in a little trouble.
Oh.
So what
I'll tell you what I can do. Laura, I'll resend you and whoever else, because the template does have the dimensions of the...
To be honest, I actually don't think I got that email.
Yeah,
What I think would be best, and what I would...
He did send
what I would like is, if all the information and the contract, one page.
Yeah.
This is what's appropriate. This is what's going to happen to you. These are the proportions of what you have to do. This is how you get it to us.
Yeah.
And if we could get
on
that together.
On those guidelines, you're going to have to vote on this.
Yes.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
No, we'll put it on the next one.
And the contract.
Okay, we'll put that on the very next meeting.
We can go ahead and...
I also think that we ought to have allow an artist to have a slot for a period of time, if nothing, if the slot isn't successfully moving items after a 6 month period of time or 3 month period, whatever we decide. I think three is enough.
My bookkeeping help personally is over, and things are a little calmer. If you know, if you like to meet up, and we could just bang this out one day.
Yeah, I'll do it with you.
Yeah.
I've got an assignment agreement.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll bang it out.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless you're done, I have one more little item to throw in just for food for thought for your next meeting. The idea that I had just when I was refurbishing the machine was that perhaps an artist would be commissioned to design some kind of cool
thing on the top.
Thing for the top.
It'd be a really cool contest.
And I'm just throwing out there for food for thought. I mean, for now, you know, for now there's nothing on top of the machine, and I'm happy to reproduce the BAC logo and just put it
on. Can I suggest that we don't do a competition?
Okay.
It gets really long-winded, and it takes so much time, and we just need...
Yes,
so I really think that these three elements... is all it needs on top and in those colors.
I'll leave it to you. Don't look at me.
Well, I think that's something that we can revisit later on down the line.
Right,
once we've
gotten
everything settled as far as rules, as far as keeping it stocked, as far as like all the logistics.
Let's get the logistics done and then we can talk about
that. Some nice publicity, newspapery people coming to the opening, of course.
And they're very good about coming to our thing.
Do you know they already contacted me when we first made this announcement that we were going to do this thing, and they wanted the Sierra Vista I can't remember who it was that what journalist wrote to me, but wanted to interview us about it, and I put it off, and it's a good thing I did because that was like a year ago now that we were and we look at what we've gone through. So when we're really opening it, yes, we should have
once we have a date for the cocktail opening. Okay. Then we should talk to the Herald.
So let me get that from Becky.
Yeah.
Hopefully get a...
And what's that big... Tucson Magazine's always looking for things like this.
That's true, and people are pretty...
What's it called? You know the one I mean?
Tucson Garden?
Yes.
Oh. Hey, Carlos, did you take
they do everything about a year
in
advance,
in the Royale?
Well, if we got in touch with them.
That's what it is.
Oh, in the Royale?
I've been full page in there.
Yeah. Well, we'll contact them. Once we have the date, that'd be great.
Okay, so take a look.
We all deserve to have to celebrate this.
You can't read this right now, but inside at the top where it used to have Joe the Camel, it's now just temporarily Biz Artomart. Now it's going to be Biz Artmart, and it has some bullet points about the machine for how where the money. It's kind of a good, just brief.
Yeah, I can rattle them off.
And again, it gets the BACs BAC out there. Mm-hmm.
So, is it okay to redo that?
Now yes.
That
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
I just take that O. I'm scared of that O.
You know, and I called my thing the Artorama way back in the day.
So, Artorama. Just the last thing, so I want to get going here. Yeah. Can I, do you guys agree that we'll ditch the O and just call it Biz Art Mart? And can I...
Well, there was a gallery called Biz Art.
Oh, that's true. There was a gallery.
Oh, my goodness. We cannot...
I just want to get the boxes made.
I know.
Let's talk about it. Let's
talk about it while we're here. Let's try to get
Is it Biz Art with two Z's?
It was.
Biz Art one Z.
It was. I forgot about the gallery.
How about Biz Art? BIZART.
Well, what's something machine... Like, it's got to be a... It's such a cute thing. It's got to be a...
Yeah. Why did you have to have a Z? Why can't you have the S?
It's still close to Biz Art, because that was a gallery that ran in town for many years. Mm-hmm. It's soon to be a...
You didn't know that. You weren't here.
No.
Now where's Nolan when we need a quick slogan?
Yes, we do.
I mean...
Start with the word art. Go to Biz.
Art Biz
Mart.
Why not?
It's kind
it's
of like
catchy.
A place in South Dakota.
No, it's not.
I'm rhyming things in my head.
How about Bisbee-matic? No, so there's no art in there.
No, it's going to have art in it.
What was yours? What did
Nomadic.
The Artorama.
No, oh wait, yeah, it's a-matic. Wait.
I like Artorama.
No, that's what you
can't
call
it. But we don't do the O, though. We're dropping the O because we don't want them...
Because of some people that don't have a patent for anything.
Yeah, but it's too close. It's not worth the fight. I really don't think it is.
I think they'll fight no matter what.
Is it Artomatic or Artorama? It's Artomatic.
Yeah, mine was Artorama.
Yeah. Bizartorama.
I just like the Bizart because bizarre, Bisbee, and then Mayberry and Acid, all those other little things.
Bizarre machine.
If the gallery is gone, long gone, how long has it been gone?
Well, we would need I think we would need to contact the person and be like, is this okay? And then.
Yes, why not?
And
yeah,
but I'm did Larry die? Preemptive.
Larry Elkins? Larry Elkins died.
Yes, he did.
And it was his space.
Okay.
And I don't know who else was involved because it was a cooperative
It's getting
gallery.
Remodeled right now, isn't it?
The Chuckleheads. Yes.
Okay, Chuckleheads, how about this? How about this for a compromise? Let's just ditch anything that it's called right now. Let's just get the boxes made. Just ditch the Bizartomart or Biz anything.
But they've got to have a name on there if you're having them made.
Not necessarily.
It could just be the Bisbee Arts Commission. It could
just be Bisbee Arts Commission and cigarette boxes.
Yeah.
If we order more, we could always change it.
Larry Elkins
that's not a bad idea. Because everything has an O in it.
Larry Elkins died a long time, longer ago than 5 years.
Can I try and see if I can find that font?
If you can find that font.
Really so will you wait a day or two? Tomorrow I don't have to work, so I can actually do a
That'd
search
awesome.
And look for that font.
I tried really hard to find that font. I couldn't find
it. Yeah, maybe I can get it from her.
Especially if we're paying her now.
I can get this image separated from this font. That way, we could use it that way, right?
Can't use words like treasures, like if you use the Arts Commission treasures.
Well, I don't know. I like the idea, honestly, of not having a name. I don't know. Until
generic.
Well, there's something very. Think
we're
about
going
it. I mean,
brandless.
There's something very simplistic about just having. I know my cigarettes here.
You see now, look at. There's really nothing you read up here. It's got the logo thing. We could. So really, it is just, you know, we kind of look a lot like...
I bought these just on purpose for this reason.
Yeah, I like that we look a lot like that when we're just look at how the
I would not mind
to
putting the maybe a little bit of information on the side.
If
we can put the address
any suggestions you guys want.
Oh, the address or definitely an email address.
Are we going to have a Facebook page for it?
To contact us if you have our...
We have a Bisbee Arts Commission Facebook page.
Yeah, but do we have a Facebook page for the machine? Because, you know, people are going to want to write... If you had a Facebook...
Do you want to run our Facebook
page? Hang on just a second. If we have a Facebook page, just slap one in. Because you come in, you buy something, and you write, and you want to, you look up the thing.
I'm gonna stop you right there. You can't, because it is still under the Bisbee Arts Commission, and it's
they can post
the picture.
By the city. They could post on the Bisbee Arts Commission page.
Okay.
And we could
direct
people.
Well, then
you put
that on the side.
But we could do something like...
Instead of a warning but we could do something kind
That'd
of...
That'd be so funny.
Art causes, blah, blah, blah.
Well, you could have something on the side.
Art causes. We donate money to... I mean, it could be something.
Couldn't you have a chummy thing on the other side of it that says something like, we would love to know what happened when you got one.
Yeah.
Here's the Bisbee Arts
Commission. I'll work with you tomorrow and get you some stuff, okay?
Fair
I think
enough.
You need to encourage that.
That sounds
long
great.
Story short, I think if you decide not to call it anything right now, you're not cornering your... You're not putting yourself, pinning yourself into a corner down the road.
My brainstorming
Actually,
is just
leaving
not that
it
great.
Open
yeah.
to, for Bisbee yeah. to create its own name, which
sure.
they inevitably will.
They
so.
Will.
You're right. We're going to hear from everybody what it's called soon
okay.
enough.
Yeah.
And maybe one of those names will be great. And luckily, we can always buy more cigarette packs. So we need to reprint that thing on there. Maybe
yes,
with just
no
a general.
They haven't received it yet.
But encourage.
No, reprint the actual machine.
The little thing.
Will you send me that picture so I can see what you guys did?
Yep.
Or I saw it, but I didn't.
But if anyone wants to turn on Facebook page.
Yeah.
So,
and the next time we do it, let's do it on the sticky paper. It wasn't. So if we can have it printed on the sticky stuff that I used at the science lab, then it'll just glue right down, and we won't have to try to mount it, which we were trying to mount it.
Oh, God, yeah.
So.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Okay, don't
be happy.
Sound
good, everybody?
Everybody's happy.
Future agenda items. We have to vote on
the date for the cocktail opening for the art vending machine, and then voting on the guidelines and the contract.
All right, that's all I'm looking for. And then I would like another thing on there, just about a brainstorming, general purpose, moving forward sort of deal.
Did we also want to discuss? We need more people on the board. We want to discuss a date. start talking about a date, or are we going to wait 2 months before we talk about it?
We can talk about it next time. We always table it again. Maybe
again, just in case we get more people.
Thank you, Carlos.
Will you fill out? Are you going to join us? Are you going to be on this committee?
I'm happy to.
Yay. Thank you. I know that the Parks and Rec wanted you.
Yeah.
They're not as much fun.
Because I'm such a recreationing
kind of knows.
I'm a recreating kind of a guy.
She's like, actually, you don't do Parks and Rec, do you? She doesn't know.
I only do VAC and iBizby.
No. That's enough.
That's enough.
That's true.
You do iBizby now?
Yeah, I do iBizby. I've been doing it for almost 2 years. Yeah.
No kidding. So you can see how much I go to pay attention to iBizby.
Yeah,
that's
so
on the record.
I'm going to close this meeting unless anybody has any other agenda item they want to add.
You're not on. You don't get the.
All right.
He doesn't get the emails from the city yet, so he may not have.
No, I think I gave it to you, but it's, you got it.
I move now it's written down to close this meeting of the Visby Arts Commission. Do I have a second?
I will second that. Sorry, Laura, I've jumped again.
All those in favor?
We should be playing a game.
I know you'd win. Favor. I'm in favor.
I
And so it was.
Thank you.